Time to talk Holton Wildcat basketball. Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Kurt Heisler. We're talking Holton girls, who are now even again at 4-4 on the season and 3-3 in the Big 7 League, with a loss and a win since we last spoke. The loss at Nemaha Friday night, 49-30, but pretty deceiving, Coach. You were down 29-28, I know, late in the third quarter, and then it was kind of a 22 run to end the game. Couldn't make a field goal down the stretch, but up until that point, I guess you had to feel pretty good about the way your team played. Just couldn't buy some baskets there late.
Yeah, I thought last Friday we fought really hard for three quarters, did a lot of really good things, kept ourselves in the ball game, stayed within reach, and the fourth quarter we did not play well on either end of the floor, really. We got some good looks at the basket, but when the ball wasn't going through the rim, we let it affect our defense. And we spent some time talking about that, and, you know, we lost our identity in that fourth quarter against Nemaha. And I think the girls responded with a good practice Monday, and they had a different focus last night at Perry.
Yeah, it was a good bounce back, even though it was kind of a sluggish start. You led just 3-0 at the end of one quarter at Perry, but obviously you're missing some players from the program and one of your varsity regulars. But it seemed like as the game went on, your team got a little bit stronger, and you ended up getting quite a few contributions, including a couple freshman girls getting their first varsity points. So it had to be a nice little finish to a pretty good night at Perry Tuesday.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I was really pleased with the way we defended last night. Watching the film, I think we held Perry without a point for the first nearly 13 minutes of the game. And anytime you do that, you're gonna be successful. And then second quarter, we started to find a rhythm on offense. We started becoming a little bit more aggressive, move the ball a little quicker against their zone, and started attacking the basket and getting to the free throw line some. And then that opened up some outside shots, and we had a lot of players that stepped up and made some big ones for us throughout the ball game. And yeah, it's nice to see everybody contribute last night. It's a really, really good win for us on the road.
They continue to get some, pretty good contributions. I know in the Nemaha game, Stacey Bond hit a big three, scored 5 points for you. And, you mentioned the perimeter shooting. Yeah, several players have been able to kind of help a little bit. You hit 4 more 3-point baskets there last night, including Erlyn Allen hitting one off the bench to give you some good momentum going into halftime. So seems like the team just continues to grow, I guess, as you'd hope, and get a little bit stronger, and especially maybe more confidence on the offensive end.
Yeah, I like the progress that we're making, and we work every day in practice, and the message has been consistent all year long that everyone's going to have to do their part. We can't rely on two players to do all the heavy lifting and in the point production. And so I think a lot of the players on our team are now understanding that and starting to find their role, become more comfortable, and selling in to be more aggressive on offense, looking for their shot, and we need to just continue to make them, and that. When that balance happens for us, we're a more difficult team to guard, obviously.
What's kind of the mindset as you look ahead? It seems right now, just trying to make sure everybody on the team staying healthy and you have enough competing. But with one game Friday home against Riverside before heading to see some different competition in the Tonganoxie tournament last week, what's some of the main concerns or just kind of thoughts on your mind with your basketball team here at this point?
You know, number one is health. We've got a number of players that are battling some illness, and not only our program, our school's getting hit right now with illness. So that's the number one priority. And we may have to do some things a little bit differently with our practices, but we're going to continue to focus and work on game planning for the next one. And Riverside's a good team. They've got solid basketball players. They got one of the most talented players in the league, and they have a lot of players around her that really play well and complement her well. So we'll need 2 good days of practice getting ready for that, and then we go to Tonganoxie in a really competitive tournament. A lot of 4 and 5A schools. I think there's a 6A school there also, and so it'll be really, really good challenge for us going in next week.
First game for the Holton girls Tuesday next week in Tonganoxie. We'll see you Friday, and hopefully a lot of healthy players on your team there as well on Friday night. Coach, take care, and thanks for your time as always.
Thanks a lot, Justin. Appreciate it.
Kurt Heisler, head coach of the Holton girls. We'll talk Wildcat boys basketball next.